I was thinking just about today and how there's something that I felt today, like I felt at peace with our relationship. And I don't know if that's just kind of just seeing it as we're a family, we're together, we're trying our best to get along and live in peace. And I felt at peace today.
Yeah.
Just kind of accepting that. Like, we both want the same thing. We just want to be able to have an easy life, basically. We're not fighting all the time, you know?
Yeah.
We're not so overwhelmed with our emotional trauma. The traumas that we keep giving each other. Triggering old traumas.
I think for me, a day like today, which did feel good, yeah, it's just nice to exist in that harmonious place for a while. It's soothing. Yeah. It lets you, lets your nervous system relax.
Yeah, felt that today.
Like, I feel like that's the place that it would be best to make decisions from. Like, that doesn't necessarily mean, like, oh, okay, yeah, this is, you know, this is just going to be fine. I don't really need to explore that other stuff or whatever. It's not really saying that, but it's just saying the best place for us to make decisions from is as good a place, it is, you know, however good a place we can be in.
Yeah.
Calm.
Uh-huh.
Getting along. And still both knowing that we want to figure this out,
mm-hmm.
you know, but not making it harder for us by, you know.
Not being an accomplice.
Yeah, getting angry,
mm-hmm.
especially, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, what is it for you when you said that you felt at peace with the relationship? You're just enjoying that in the moment? Or
yeah.
making some decision?
No, it wasn't any decision made.
Yeah.
It was just me feeling just calm about the day. Like, okay, I'm going to go do this. Like, he's not going to school. Okay, I'm going to go bring this to school. I'm going to go run some errands. Okay, come back. Okay. And I don't know, you and I were just getting along and it seemed to flow and...
Yeah.
Maybe it helped. I let Blaze watch so much TV today.
Yeah, I think that made it, did make the day
today.
A lot easier because we were both doing stuff all day.
Yeah, I got to paint today.
Yeah.
That was good.
Yeah.
Yeah. It just felt easy today.
Yeah. Yeah, it did feel pretty good.
And I was like, is it feels so calm because you're leaving tomorrow and it feels like, you know, I don't know, I wasn't sure if it was that. I was like, I don't know that it is that.
Yeah.
Like, kind of coming to terms or peace with you leaving.
Or maybe it's because I'm leaving that also it just feels nice to enjoy
each other before you
together.
Go. Yeah.
Because it did feel kind of like Christmas to me today.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because mm-hmm. you were, like, wanting us to open stuff, and then you got that airplane that's so cool.
Yeah, I did feel it. And I wanted that too. I wanted to have a little bit of a kind of Christmas. Like, it's like, I don't want like a, you know, the big Christmas thing or something, but it felt like, okay, you're not going to be here, but we got to have a little kind of a Christmas this morning, opening a gift,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah.
That was nice.
That was nice.
Because he only has like one other gift, no? I got him two small things today.
Well, he's got this thing over here from Christopher and Madeline.
Yeah. To open that. He can wait to open that one on Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
So I have something else to open. But he's like, he's already so excited about the airplane.
Mm-hmm.
He's happy about what he has already. Everything else is extra.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't need that, obviously, but it was for both of you.
Yeah, it's pretty perfect.
This year.
Yeah, I'm excited too. I think maybe that's a present that I always wanted.
You told me that.
Yeah.
When we were at the airport.
Yeah.
Watching the RC planes.
Yeah, it is just nice to coexist, though. I do have to say that is really nice.
Mm-hmm. Coexist, you know, in peace.
Yeah. I mean, maybe if you figure out how to do that, maybe that's how you end up actually staying together. Because you're just like, fuck it. I mean, I thought I wanted to explore some other stuff.
No, I've already had sex with you.
This is pretty chill and easy right now.
Yeah, I already know you.
Our life is pretty good.
My furniture's already here.
Come on.
Yeah, because then you realize you deeply love each other and you finally figured out how to live together and be in peace. And it's okay. This is what I wanted all along.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's all I ever wanted.
We should think about this.
Which thing?
Maybe both things. Coexisting as much in peace here as we can. And enjoying that as much as we can. And then also contemplating if there are other things outside of this relationship that we want to explore, or...
Yeah.
And if this relationship continues in the same form or not. And do a lot of coexisting in peace and enjoying, you know,
mm-hmm.
enjoying our family,
mm-hmm.
you know, and healing our family.
Yeah. And we could also coexist from different places if we decide to travel.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. And I think we should some. That sounds very liberating to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you want to make a family trip to PVR?
We can, but where are you thinking about
that? Well, I think that's a good idea, considering it's a family venture that we'd be taking if we decided to do that. Makes sense.
Well, but it also could be, like you said, we can coexist in different places. What if you were in PVR and I was in Austin?
Yeah. And what would this be?
The summer cabin?
You think so?
I mean, we could do something like that with it.
Yeah. Yeah, that could work. I mean, I mainly want to go down there and explore and just see how that feels.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm not talking about renting, I mean, I don't know.
You're talking about short-term stays?
I guess I don't know what I'm thinking about. I guess I'm thinking about if we are going to start doing some travel or time apart stuff, I kind of want to figure out another home base or something. Maybe it would be Austin for me. It makes a lot of sense. Well, in the short term, it makes a lot of sense for sure.
Right. But would it be Mexico and then Austin? You stopped on the way through sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, Mexico and Austin are convenient.
They're very close, yeah.
Very convenient. Yeah. Yeah, I'd like to go back down to Mexico. I want to learn to coexist with you better. I think that's why I've been afraid of travel some, because it's been so hard at home, and it's typically harder when we're traveling. Because you don't have the groundedness of home.
Yeah.
And I've just been fearful about it because it's been so hard here.
No.
You know? And I think also, so if we could do more of this coexisting harmoniously, I feel like it would open up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And kind of more possibility for us doing other stuff.
Yeah.
I just want it to be happy.
I agree. It hasn't been happy for a while. There's been happy moments, but yeah, I just want it to feel
yeah.
to just...
I mean, there's been lots of happy moments. We also have had a lot of fun together.
I agree.
And we actually do quite constantly. It's just that we can also go back and forth between fighting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like right after that or right before it.
True, it's been a little bit.
We are getting better at recovering a little faster.
Mm-hmm. And not letting it get as intense.
Yeah.
I don't know, you were like, yesterday.
I've mostly learned that. You not as much.
I was thinking the same thing about you.
What?
No, you're good with that. You're good with that, not getting as intense. I know, I can still get pretty intense. You're right. But you can too. You don't do it as often. You do it like monthly. I do it like daily.
Just kidding. No, maybe every 2 or 3 days.
Yeah. Yeah. Once a month is too much.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so to coexisting. Do you remember my coexist pipe in Mexico? You left it down there. And mm-hmm. I was like, you left my pipe? Mm-hmm. But actually, at the place here, remember I told you there was a coexist pipe?
Mm-hmm.
And I told the guy. I was like, oh, I used to have one like this. I should go get that one. Want me to get that one?
You always kind of like that.
Hmm?
You always kind of like... I like the ones that are a little artsier, not with words on them.
Yeah.
But I mean, I get the sentiment of it.
You don't have to get a pipe like that. I have to go buy another pipe. But you have two that are really nice.
Mm-hmm. True.
You could just write it on the wall or something and just remember it.
Mm-hmm. So much.
Yeah. Well, you have. You flew September, October, November, not December, 4 months in a row. I only flew once.
London, Munich?
Well, yeah. I mean, I only flew, well, I guess you can count them as two separate things, I guess. But, yeah, it was six flights. That was the same amount you and Blaze took when you went to Berlin the month before.
Mm-hmm.
So... But I've been going, I guess, every month, like you. Like, mine is just, like, that one, and then that's it.
Yeah.
And now we're talking about going in January somewhere.
Yeah. But late January. Yeah.
Yeah. That'll give you a month on the ground.
Mm-hmm. Or a few weeks, at least. Get past this work conference in mid-January.
Mm.
Do people like listening to the mundane details of our lives like this?
I don't know.
Is it somehow kind of relaxing?
I hope that it's insightful for people.
Yeah.
As much as it is for me, when I sit down and process things with myself or with you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's my hope for it. So to coexisting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We've been together for over 6 years.
I know.
It's kind of crazy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, when I think about, well, how long does it seem like we've been together? It doesn't really have a sense of time to me.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it kind of
seems like so much has
maybe
happened.
It kind of feels like forever.
Yeah. So much has happened. So much.
Yeah. Yeah, we have done a lot of experiencing.
Mm.
Quite a variety.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like we were like trying to pack it all in the first decade. Usually people like spread it out over like 5 decades.
We're like, fuck it. Is that what we did? We just had a 30-year relationship in 6 years?
Pretty much, yeah. I think that's what happened. It's been dense, fully active.
And intense.
Intense.
Dense and intense.
Yeah. That's it. Dense and intense.
Dense intensity.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm ready for a new chapter of something. I'm not sure what. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, me too. And I think this is a good time too, because figuring out if Blaze is going to school somewhere, or, you know, is it public, is it private, is it online school, which I don't really want to do that at all, the online mm-hmm. thing, or is it, we just go travel. Mm-hmm. That's what we do. And that's how he learns. He learns about the world, you know? That's the big question for me this coming year.
Yeah.
That I kind of want to know by, like, February. Oh. Because then you make plans of, like, okay, Mexico, let's apply for a visa or a residency.
We don't even need that.
No, I know. That's true.
Yeah.
But there's some plan making to be done.
Do you think you want to go to PV as a family then, and not go by yourself to visit Leanne and hang out by yourself some? What are you thinking that you're going to do?
Are you
just going to wait till the end of January and we go down there together?
Yeah, that's what I mainly think about, is us just going down together.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kitty cat. Yeah.
Alright.
Because it's a family thing that we'd be doing together, you know?
Yeah.
So it makes sense for us all to go together, I think. What do you think? you were saying maybe not, because maybe we wouldn't live there together.
I just thought you wanted to have a trip on your own.
Yeah. I mean, it'd be cool if I could do my online yoga class. Do that somewhere, from somewhere. Mm-hmm. Well, maybe I'll have a better idea of what I want to do before the year ends, and then I can decide about that.
Yeah.
I can talk to you about it when I decided.
Yeah, I think you alluded to something else that I thought of too, though, when you were talking about going back to Mexico City and kind of wanting to go back there yourself to make peace with it or something.
Yeah.
I kind of feel that too, and maybe I have that vibe just about Mexico in general a little bit, should you go ahead and get your feet on the ground and make peace with it? Because, like, I don't know. I don't know what my reaction would be either. I mean, last time I left there, I wasn't too happy about it either. Remember, wasn't the last time I got really sick also?
Yeah.
And just had to get that last stuff out of the garage. And I was just like, man, I just wanted to be done with that place.
No.
Even though we had so many great times there, but we had so many hard times there too.
I know.
Good grief. And really hard ones.
And plus, it was, what, your third time going back to get some stuff?
Yeah.
So, I think you were kind of tired of flying at that point.
I was definitely done by that time.
Yeah.
Hey, can you not tear up the couch, please?
Yeah, we were ready. And that's why I came back here, to find peace and quiet.
Mm-hmm. And then I had to deal with Mexico for another 6 months and 3 trips.
True, you did. Thank you for doing that.
Oh.
Yeah, whatever this new chapter is, yeah. But, I mean, it does feel good to maybe go to Mexico City by myself. I'm not even sure about that, honestly. I'm like, do I want to go by myself? Or should we just all just go together to there, too, and say hi to everybody? It would be nice to see everyone as a family.
Yeah, we also don't have to do the Mexico and the PV trip in the same trip. I mean, the Mexico City. I mean, of course, it kind of makes sense too, but we also could choose to make it just a different experience, a different Mexico experience. Say, we're just going to PV and we're going to explore that coastline some. get to know the area.
Yeah.
Get to know, kind of check out the neighborhoods around those two schools that we're interested in.
Mm-hmm.
Check out beaches. I mean, we can fully occupy 2 weeks doing that, and that's probably about the most I could take off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe it makes sense to just do that instead of trying to mix in the other one.
Because it's going to be hard to get to know that area if we go to Mexico City for 4 days or a week first.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Unless you wanted to stay longer, maybe. But.
Yeah. Yeah, we can plan for that then. So we're making some plans. I think it's nice to have, you know, you have something planned where you're going by yourself, and maybe we can plan something to go together.
Mm-hmm.
Something we've both been curious about for a while, that area.
Yeah, that's true.
Answer some questions for us or something. Because right now it's still some kind of illusion in our minds.
You mean the place?
The idea of us moving there and living there and going to school there. And
I don't think I'd want to, I don't know. I mean, right now my intuition is that I would not want to live there full time. I'd want to be spending some time in the States, maybe in Austin also.
Mm-hmm.
Probably in Austin also. That's so easy to go back and forth. And then one or both of us could come here.
Yeah.
In the summertime or whenever.
What about the cats?
Yeah, what about the cats? Jeez.
They love it here. We've got a lot of freedom here.
Yeah, well, maybe we'd have to
bring them to Texas.
Or rent the place to somebody who would take care of cats.
Yeah.
Or just let someone live here for cheap.
Mm-hmm. You mean to take all of our furniture out? Because yeah, I guess you'd probably want to move to Austin anyway, huh?
No, I mean, maybe just advertise for a house sitter. Find a responsible house sitter and you pay them. I don't know. You pay them.
Yeah, you can pay them and they stay here for free. Not a lot,
but they get to stay here and make money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it doesn't have to be super great pay, I don't think.
Yeah, because they're probably going to be working somewhere as well.
You would think so.
That'd be a cool place for people to save up money. A cool job to have. Because if you had a job plus that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like that idea. Yeah, my niece might even be interested. I could ask her.
Yeah. Well, I guess we have a bit of exploration to do before we get there, but I think that's a pretty good solution.
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds more doable. Okay.